26th, but it's only the 25th. Welcome. I believe this is the last meeting of the Senate Rules Committee.
Not before.
So the way this process works, no, I did not say that last time because I was worried about this very thing. With that, I'm going to open up a public hearing and work session on SCR Resolution 21. Senator Morris, come on forward. Yay!
For the team.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Madam Chair. And for the record, Frank Morris, representing Oregon State University. Thank you for entertaining this bill. Colleagues, this morning we dropped this major request. Legislative Council was very kind to turn it around.
Holy smokes.
And we received all the members' signatures on the bill in the Senate. We'll do that on the House when it goes over there. And thank you for hearing this. You know, clearly no explanation is needed. It's appropriate that we, as representatives of the state of Oregon, acknowledge this, the absolutely truly outstanding accomplishments of the Oregon State University baseball team. We did this, as you'll recall, earlier this session for their accomplishments in 2006. And Representative Whisman reminded me this morning that it's difficult for him to vote on two resolutions for Oregon State University when they have conquered his alma mater, the University of North Carolina, twice in one session. But I suspect he's up to it again. And again, thank you for hearing this bill. I'm looking forward to finding the appropriate venue to present to the team. Thank you.
And we need a little amendment.
You know, words make a difference. And of and by need to be switched.
Okay. And I think we have the dash one amendments to do that. Questions for Senator Morris? Senator Farioli.
If you would please, Senator Morris, convey a message to Representative Wisnett.
Yes.
That'll work. That'll work just fine.
I'll do it.
Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Anybody else wishing to testify on this extremely important resolution? Good. Close the public hearing. Open a work session. Senator Farioli.
Madam Chair, I would like to move the dash one amendments to SCR 21-1. I'm sorry, SCR 21.
Okay. Senator Farioli has moved the dash one amendments to SCR 21. Just for the record, it clarifies that instead of saying followed by a defeat by the University of Virginia to followed by a defeat of the University of Virginia, a few key letters. So we're wanting to make sure the record is straight. Senator Farioli has moved the dash one amendments. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing seeing none. So ordered. Senator Farioli.
Madam Chair, I move the amended SCR 21 to the floor with a do pass recommendation.
Senator Farioli has moved SCR 21 to the Senate floor with a do pass recommendation. Any further discussions? Congratulations, Senator Morris. Any objection? Hearing, seeing none, so ordered.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Yes.
With the understanding that when the bill goes to the alternate chamber, that members of the House be invited to add their names as principal sponsors.
That's not a problem. And it looks like Representative Gelser and Representative McPherson were able to get on in time, so that's great. I did think that it would be appropriate for a duck to carry this bill so that a duck could eat a little crow, but I'm not sure that Senator Morris would let that happen, so we'll let him carry it. So,
I would suggest maybe Representative Wisnett in the House, because he is a North Carolina grad,
yes.
And he was crowing a little bit as of Saturday.
So is Wisnett, or Whitsitt, I thought you said.
It's not Representative Wisnett.
In my brain, all I could think of is Doug Whitsitt. Okay. All right. I'm there. I'm with you. All right. With that, we're going to open a work session on House Bill 2040. Senator Walker, Representative Edwards, where did he go? Come on back.
These representatives, Madam Chair.
I know. They're way out of control.
Vicki Walker, State Senator, District 7. Thank you for hearing this bill. It has had a circuitous route getting here. We appreciate it. House Bill 2040 attempts to resolve a problem that was created for an alternative education program called HomeSource that resides in our district in Eugene. There's about 350 students who attend the program, which is scheduled to close this summer if we can't resolve this problem. Just for background, in 1995, former Bethel School Superintendent Kent Hunsaker, who is now the Executive Director of COSA, sought advice from the Department of Education about how to structure and fund a program to provide educational resources to homeschool students and their families, because he thought that, you know, a lot of families homeschool their children, but they also would like to interact with the public schools. So he felt this was a way to hopefully bring them back into the public school situation and at least satisfy their needs for these core classes. Last year, the Department of Education, however, overturned that authority that they had given them 11 years previously, and so they adopted new rules and a new funding formula that limited the program. As a result, Representative Edwards and I introduced a bill earlier this year, Senate Bill 619. You never saw that because it opened the door to massive amounts of these programs all across the state, and there was a significant amount of concern. So we assembled a work group and tried to ultimately decided that we would attempt to go for a part-time charter school status. That work group was last finished its work on the 23rd of March, leaving the Department of Education with specific duties to fulfill to help facilitate that. They did not obtain an opinion from the Department of Justice until June 15th. That opinion came back and said we could not do this as a part-time charter school. So that was a Friday. I assembled the work group on Monday the 18th. We came up with what you see before you now, House Bill 2040. We attempted to put it in another bill, and it didn't work. So the part-time charter school status would not work. So what we've essentially done is grandfathered HomeSource into the same program they were in before, the same funding status and mechanism, with some other provisions that indicate they have to have, those kids have to have core classes that are tested before you can bill for the seat time. So we have built in some real accountability measures, and this just applies only to HomeSource the way the bill is written. And we had several people involved in the work group, including the governor's office, all the alphabet soup of the education folks, and they're all on board here with what we're trying to do.
Senator Cruz.
Yeah, Madam Chair, thank you. Senator Walker, you're speaking to the A engrossed.
I am now, yes.
Okay, and so then we will address the amendments after that. But the A engrossed is
the A engrossed is my bill that I stuffed into our bill that we stuffed into House Bill 2040.
Just for the record.
Right.
Senator Walker, Representative Edwards, I just want to say thank you. I know this bill has had somewhat of a circuitous route, and I appreciate your willingness to allow us to use it to piggyback and address some other issues. So thank you.
You're welcome, Madam Chair. We're happy to do that. Quite pleased that this bill relating clause was available to do what we need to do next.
Thanks. Mr. Meyer, why don't you tell us briefly what the amendments would do?
Well, first, my name is Rob Myers. I live in Condon. And thank you very much for your consideration in this matter on behalf of 6,000 kids. We very much appreciate it. Essentially, what the amendments do are provide $1 million floor for five Frontier Rural ESDs that was originally reflected in Senate Bill 260 in 2001. What it does is properly address the legislative intent in Senate Bill 260, which was to provide, in fact, $1 million floor that turned into a ceiling through a series of mathematical permutations over the years. So basically it means $70,000 per ESD per year, and that enables us to be able to provide services for kids in the amount of 90% of that money directly to districts. So that's what we're looking for. Secondly is a small school study that will study small schools with respect to programming curriculum rather than whether or not the funding is adequate. We want to identify any inadequacies that might exist, and what it is not is a process by which small schools should be consolidated or eliminated. It's looking at things programmatically and from a curricular perspective. Thank you.
Thank you. And there's a third piece. You want me to talk about that piece? I can talk about that piece. And the first piece is the last piece is a, shall we say, a sunset on sort of dedicated dollars going outside the formula to small schools. It's a 2012. I anticipate the legislature will may revisit this issue before that, but that was sort of the agreement of the parties. Is that correct, sir?
There's perfect symmetry in this bill.
Yes. All right. Well, so, Sarah Cruz.
Yeah, I mean, it does have a sunset, but it also directs us to study the issue and look for accommodations and adjustments. So I think that's appropriate.
Good. Well, I know we've got, I believe we've got 16 votes on the Senate side. I'm hoping we ran some trap lines earlier. I'm hoping folks can pull this together on the House side. I appreciate your courtesies. And Senator Ferriola?
Yeah, Madam Chair, I've seen several puppies shot in this very room. This is the first one I've seen resurrected. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Anything else? Thank you very much, Mr. Meyer, Senator Walker, Representative Edwards. I know you guys had late phone calls Saturday night. I hope this... we'll make sure that you rest easily tonight. So,
Thank you.
Anybody else needing to testify on House Bill 2040? Not seeing any volunteers. I'm going to close the public hearing. Move into work session. Senator Ferrioli.
Madam Chair, I would move the dash A2 amendments into House Bill 2040, the A engrossed version.
Senator Ferrioli moves the dash A2 amendments into House Bill 2040. Discussion? Objection. Hearing, seeing none. So ordered. Senator Ferrioli.
Madam Chair, I move the amended HB 2040 A engrossed to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Senator Ferrioli has moved House Bill 2040 as amended with the dash A2 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Senator Cruz.
Yeah. Do we have a sense of a concurrence motion on the House side with this? A nod would do. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
all right.
It's good enough.
We have a motion, Madam Chair.
Vicki Walker, State Senator, District 7 again. The bill, the original bill that you, the A and Gross, came over with a 50-6 vote. So there's no problem with that. In terms of the amendment you just put in there, that's for our leadership to figure out.
I think we're in good shape.
Okay.
All right. Motion's on the table.
Manager.
Yeah, I was like, no need to call the roll. Any objection to the motion to move 2040 as amended to the Senate floor with due pass recommendation? Hearing seen none, so ordered. Walker, you, Ferrioli, Decker can fight it out in terms of who's carrying.
Oh, Madam Chair, I defer the honor to
okay.
either of my Senate colleagues.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody, for their courtesies. We all know that this underlying amendment has had some interesting developments, and I appreciate the fact that we were able to make this happen in the end. And so you better get the votes on the House side. All right. With that, we'll close the work session on 2040, open a work session on House Bill 2843. Ms. Taylor, why don't you explain to the committee why this bill is here?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, because it was assigned to us, and this 2843 creates the crime of furnishing sexually explicit material to a child.
Thank you. Just for your information, colleagues, this bill that Representative Olson and I worked very diligently on met with some concern in the House. As a result, once it was popped out of the Ways and Means Committee, it was sent to whatever must have been House Rules.
Mm-hmm.
To go to House Rules or go back to Judiciary?
Rules.
That's what I thought. Okay, went to Rules. Section 10 of the bill was stripped out because of concerns about the fact that the underlying section, which was current Oregon law, was already found unconstitutional, and I think there was no question about that. So they stripped out Section 10. The bill is back before us because since it went to a policy committee on the House side, it needs to come to a policy committee on the Senate side. I will tell you that while the Senate Judiciary Committee did not review the bill, I think it's fair to say that this bill has had extensive review and extensive fights in order to get it to this final product. Mr. Stanford is here, so anybody wants to hear from him in terms of legal counsel. I will tell you on the floor that the issue of the good Senate Judiciary Chair will raise is whether or not Section 2 is constitutional. We've run this by both the Department of Justice, folks at the Department of Justice, Legislative Counsel, as well as Judiciary Committee staff. I think it's fair to say, while anyone can challenge new legislation, I think it's fair to say our folks believe that it at least passes constitutional muster in their eyes. So.
So we're looking at the CNGLIS.
ACLU, I think, would disagree. Yes.
So. We're looking at the same gross.
Correct.
Okay.
Cool.
Any further discussion?
Gross.
C engrossed, which I'm not sure I
only have the B engrossed.
I have the C. Yeah, we should have the C engrossed.
Which takes the 10 out, basically.
Takes out the section 10.
Okay. Thank you.
Beauteous. You can beautiful thing. All right. Chair would move the bill, the C engrossed version of House Bill 2843 to the Senate floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Any objection to that motion?
It's okay.
Okay.
Let me guess.
Okay. All right. Seeing no objection, so ordered, Verger and Brown will carry that. Anything else to come before the business? Business become before the committee?
I hope not.
All right. I think we're adjourned. And it may be the final meeting.